Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast hosted by me, Michaela J. Get ready to dive into an action-packed, bougie-based, and spiritually guided experience on all things manifesting your next level luxe life. Let's go. Hey guys, what's up? And welcome back to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast with your girl. It is I, the Michaela J, here to teach you how to manifest your next level luxe life. Let's go. Another day, another episode. We have a Friday quickie for you today, and it's inspired by a conversation that I had inside of the group chat for my elite program, which is talking all about using people online and seeing other people's success as evidence the things you want can happen for you rather than being jealous and tearing other people down. Before we start the episode, we're going to dive into our life update and our sponsor of the week. Life update. Your girl has been in her cooking era, okay? I'm not that yet there yet with baking, but cooking, it's been my jam. I feel like I really started to get into cooking in 2021, I would say, and I was doing this thing where every week I would make a new recipe. That was helping my creative juices flow. It was keeping me inspired. It was something that always challenged me because everything that we do turns into a habit when we do it over and over and over again. So I was so used to making my favorite witch pasta. I was so used to making avocado toast, my protein shakes, the things I would eat on a daily basis that I wouldn't even think about it. But I don't want to live a life where my brain is constantly shut off. So anyways, I got really into cooking. It was great for all of the mindset benefits, but also a good way for me to kind of shut off my brain after working all day. It was like, okay, my workday's done. I'm going to make dinner. I have to focus on this because it's a recipe I've never made before, so on and so forth. Well, I've really resurrected my cooking vibes recently, and I have made some bomb-ass food. I made this, and all of this is vegan, of course, but I made this French onion pasta last week. That was life-changing. I really nailed this banana chocolate chip bread. I wish I could send a slice to every single one of you. It was so good. I've been making fajita bowls. I made fried pickles yesterday. Everything vegan. Everything super clean. It's been so fucking good. And honestly, I love it because I love seeing other people taste my food. I love tasting my food myself once I've done something new and out of my comfort zone. And a lot of recipes I find online, I kind of adapt them based off of what I have at home, my own personal preferences, the things that I like, things that I don't like, making them cleaner, whatever. If it's a normal recipe and I make it vegan, it's just really fun. It's just a fun new thing to do. And yesterday I hosted game night over at Austin and I's place. And so Caleb came over and we had drinks, we had food, we played games, we played Uno. And I wanted to make us a little sweet treat and I made protein donuts that ended up being absolutely disgusting. So like I said, the baking's not quite there yet. I do fail sometimes, but other than that, I've been in my cooking era and I feel like we need an MJ cookbook. So, I mean, stay tuned. It might be like a fun little thing. Literally might just make it like a PDF of like, this is what I've been eating lately. So that's my little life update. I've just been chefing it up in the kitchen and it's been really nice. And our sponsor of the week is my Sexy Bitch Shadows program. It is on pre-sale right now. And let me just tell you about Sexy Bitch Shadows. 30 days deep diving shadow work. Every single week of the program, there's 4 weeks right now, has a full like hour-long module teaching you about shadow work, quantum timeline clearing, all every in and out of shadow work that you basically need to know. And there's a journal prompt for every single day of the 30 days. So you are clearing things out on every level possible in every area of your life you can think of. Right now it's on pre-sale. And this round, we are doing a bonus module. I'm adding a brand new module. So if you guys want to be there live, this is the round to be in. And as a pre-sale bonus, you are also getting access to the next round of my elite program that I will be running. So we have some really exciting promos going on with that. The link is going to be in the show notes, and also you can DM me over on Instagram if you have questions. But without further ado, let's get into the episode. So like I said, today's episode is inspired by a question that I got in the group chat inside of my elite program that I'm running right now. And one of the girls asked, she was like, I love this group. I love the energy. Everyone's in here celebrating their wins, holding themselves accountable, announcing all their manifestations, right? Everything is so uplifting. she asked, she was like, I don't understand why some people look at accomplishments and hate on other people or don't see that as a positive thing, especially being in the group program that she's in right now. She's like, I just feel the energy of how uplifting and inspiring and up-leveling it is to be in that environment. How could people see it differently? And I just want to riff on this because those people that look online and you start to get into comparison, you get into jealousy, you might be like, oh, well, it's so easy for her. Like, oh yeah, well, if I came from this, then I could do that too. It's like they let their resistance win. They let their shadows win. And you don't have to do that. Those thoughts might come up from time to time, and that's totally okay, but those thoughts don't need to win, if that makes sense. You get to look at the resistance. You get to look at these low vibrational thoughts coming up in your body and in your mind and use it to facilitate shadow work on yourself. And she asked if it came from shadows, and I said 100%. It comes from people being jealous and comparing themselves and getting upset about it because part of them might not feel like they deserve that, but they really want it. So they hate to see somebody else have it. It's kind of like the dramatic, like, if I can't have you, then no one else can vibe. So they don't feel deserving. They don't feel worthy. They might have a low sense of self-worth, and that makes them feel even worse because they see people out there getting the things that they want. They want to be further along. They beat themselves up. They beat themselves up that they haven't done the work to get to that point. And so it's easier mentally for them to tear this person down than to look at them as an example, as a, oh, if she can do it, then so can I. If they put in this work to make that happen, I can too. And a lot of people don't want to like pull up a seat at the table. You could easily look at those people and be like, how can I learn from them, right? They got to this point. They are modeling a level of success that I want to have. How can I learn from them? How can I take action steps that they took? What mindset are they in when they're taking these action steps? What are their beliefs? Because obviously all of that got them further along. A lot of people don't want to do that because they're stuck in those shadows. But like I said, this is a huge opportunity for you to look at your shadow, look at the resistance popping up for you, and do something about it. It's always a choice, being willing to do something about it, and you get to choose how you view things as well. So this is the other part of it that I want to bring in the episode. It's like use those moments for your shadow work, but also change the way you're looking at these things. If you're on Instagram and you're in a phase right now where you're like, oh, I just hate looking because it's like, oh, there's all these fitness girlies and there's all these people achieving their goals and everyone's doing this and this and that. And like, where am I? And what am I doing? And I haven't crushed any of my goals from the beginning of the year. Look at these people as evidence of your manifestation, as inspiration, as motivation to move forward. We're not always going to feel motivated. We're not always going to feel inspired, but it's your job to get yourself inspired, get yourself motivated, and get going on these things. So use it as inspiration. Use it as evidence that what you desire exists. And not only does it exist, it's achievable, right? We get to choose to view things in that way. And I think we forget oftentimes that we have that power because our brain just starts thinking things. So we just go with those thoughts when we can really redirect them and choose differently, right? And this goes even for when the other party is being deceptive. So there is like this big thing, I remember this happened on the internet maybe a year or two ago or something, but it came out that a lot of these like Instagram models taking doing photo shoots on like private jets was really just a photo set that it was like, I think half of a plane on a photo set or a photo shoot set that you could rent out for an hour and do photo shoots there. So it would make it look like you were flying somewhere like amazing on this private jet with champagne or whatever, but you weren't actually. They just rented it for probably like $200 an hour or something, right? So, but even if the other party is being deceptive and doing something like that and they want to show off a lifestyle they don't have, you don't have to buy into that. You can still look at that and be like, wow, so inspiring. She's on a private jet going somewhere. I want to be on a private jet. And you can use that to visualize yourself doing that kind of photo shoot, being in that environment, getting to take meetings on the private jet, right? So and that's just a good example for this because I remember it's like people were really upset about that because it does sell a lifestyle that they don't have. And it is a little deceptive, but it's all about how you choose to view things. So maybe they were being deceptive, but you can use that as motivation to actually go take the real photos, to actually get to fly in a private jet, maybe fly your whole team out for work, fly all your employees out if you own a business, right? Whatever that's going to look like. Let it be inspiring. That is a choice. We manifest more of the things that we want by building evidence that they are possible for us. Because that's what we're really trying to, quote unquote, convince our minds of, is that I can do this. And so we have to look for things that make us feel more confident, make us trust ourselves, trust that that's possible. So you should be actively every day flipping things to, like, flipping every single thing you see is like evidence it's possible for you. I love the neighborhood that I live in because I can walk around the corner and see all the houses, and there's tons of rebuilds. There's really pretty, like, corner lots that have these big houses. There's a house being built like a couple blocks away from me that has a really pretty pool and hot tub, and it's like all glass windows. You can tell it's going to be like a hosting backyard patio, and I'm like, oh, that's just so inspiring that somebody is building that, whether they're building it to live in, building it to sell. I'm like, I want a home like that. Everything we look at should be evidence towards the things that we want. Like, I want a house like that, and here's evidence it's being built down the street from where I live, right? If you started looking at things in that way every single day, all of the time, in every area of your life, so many things would move forward. Because you're building a lot more momentum. Think about all the positive energy that goes into those moments of really appreciating what's being built, regardless of whether or not it's yours. That's like good energy, gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. It's here, it's now, it's happening, it's here, it's now. That house down the street, it's being built. Whether or not it's mine, it's happening. It's here now. The houses I want are here now. So use that as evidence for yourself versus tearing somebody else down and like, oh, well, I bet somebody bought it for her. It's easy for her. If I looked like this, then I would have that too, blah, 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 blah. Those ideas and thoughts don't support you in any way, shape, or form, nor do they make you feel good. So these are moments that we get to look at that and be like, okay, that clearly triggered me. That clearly activated me in some kind of way. Let's sit down and do some shadow work about it. So I want you guys to be more mindful as you're scrolling through social media. If you're on TikTok, you're on Instagram, you're going through Pinterest, and you're like, oh my gosh, there's like all these people that live these aesthetic lives and they're crushing all their goals. Or you see somebody like announce a milestone they hit on Instagram and you want that to be you. Let it be evidence that it's coming to you. Because also, the universe is never going to give you something that you're not ready for. And so the more evidence you bring of that into your life, you get to look at that as like it's closer and closer and closer and closer and closer. Because if you weren't on that vibrational frequency, it wouldn't come into your reality. So let's keep going with like the house example. Like me seeing that kind of house, like if I wasn't on that vibration of like, I want a dream home, I my mind wouldn't be looking for dream homes. Now I see dream home tours on TikTok. My Instagram explore page is like all homes that are for sale. That's what pops up in my actual Instagram feed a lot of times. That's the houses I see when I'm on walks because that's what's on my mind, right? And that activates the reticular activating system in your mind to start looking for those things. So you're on that vibration. The evidence is showing up. Recognize it as evidence. You're going to draw more of that to you. Every piece should be a sign from the universe that it's closer and closer and closer rather than pushed away into somebody else's hands. Because those moments of jealousy and comparison also come from lack of like, oh, well, they have it. So that means there's one less for me. And that's not true. It's just not true. You are capable of accomplishing every single thing that you want. And everybody before you gets to show you how, show you it's possible, give you photos and videos and, you know, voice notes and teachings and all these things that they have and have done to accomplish it. It's your choice to absorb all of that information and be inspired and do something about it. Okay. So I want you guys to think about that over the weekend of where, and not just on social media, but every area of your life, where can you look at things as evidence your desires exist and evidence that your desires are one, present in your life already, but two, constantly coming closer to you. Okay. That's what I have to say about it. I hope you guys love this episode. I hope this resonates. If you love the episode, make sure you share over on Instagram. If you guys have ideas for episodes that you want to hear from me, I have the podcast on YouTube now, everybody listening. So you can head over to my YouTube channel and comment on the videos of the podcast with different video ideas. That'll be the best way for me to see what you guys want to hear moving forward. But with that being said, have a great weekend. I'll talk to you soon. And look for the evidence that everything you want exists already. Bye. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to leave a 5-star rate and review. I love hearing your takeaways and wins from the podcast in the review section. So don't forget. Love you so much. Talk to you soon. Bye.